William Morrow and Harper Audio present Elliot Ness and the Mad Butcher, hunting America's deadliest unidentified serial killer at the dawn of modern criminology. By Max Allen Collins and A. Brad Schwartz. Read by Malcolm Hilgartner. If there were enough like him, the world would be a very safe place to live in, without becoming too dull to be worth living in. Raymond Chandler. Prologue. Untouchable, 1956. They made a strange pair, the broken-down businessman, honest to a fault, and his sports writer acquaintance, bullshitter to the core. The locals would see them wandering the streets of the mountain-bound Pennsylvania hamlet, the writer, younger, thinner, sandy hair receding, hustling to keep up while his companion charged ahead. Even in middle age, the businessman retained the broad shoulders of an athletic youth. A neat, careful dresser since childhood, he wore tailored suits when his bank balance advised buying off the rack. The writer's tattered sport jacket was about as fancy as he got. Why he'd come to town got around quick. His syndicated column carried his name even to this corner of western Pennsylvania. But the idea of writing a book about his new pal, who had moved here to prop up a failing paper company, struck some as an attempt to make a fast buck. The sports writer could use the cash. A gambler and a womanizer, he invented charming tales to cloak the darkness in his past. When he heard this aging executive story, a real adventure that sounded like fiction, the old pro just knew it could sell. Properly spun into a book, the yarn might even make them both rich. If only this guy could remember it all. The two would stroll the picture-perfect town square with its elegant Victorian courthouse, lofty cupola topped by a gilded statue of Lady Justice. She carried her trademark scales, but lacked her usual blindfold. A reminder, American justice was anything but blind. The businessman seemed to know everyone. Locals greeted him warmly. People up in the Alleghenies often nursed suspicion of outsiders, like this city boy here less than a year. Yet the sports writer marveled at how they seemed to welcome his companion, and not because of his past. The locals had heard the tales Elliot Ness shared over drinks in a nearby tavern, stories of gangsters and G-men writ large across the colorful canvas of Prohibition-era Chicago. Some refused to believe any of it. Why would somebody like that ever end up here? Others thought the newcomer chose this out-of-the-way spot to hide from the mob. The sports writer, Oscar Fraley, nursed his own doubts. Having learned what this guy did before entering the paper business, Fraley had stared at the older man, trying to find the gangbuster. Ness looked a decade older than his 53 years. A once boyish yet sharp-featured face had gone bloated and soft, youthful freckles still littering a complexion mottled from years of drinking. His eyebrows drooped, heavy bags under his eyes, brown hair thick as ever, parted off-center now, no longer straight down the middle, time perhaps teaching him nothing in life was so evenly parsed. 25 years before, Elliot Ness had inspired the creation of the most square-jawed detective in popular culture. Now his own firm chin was disappearing into the folds of his neck. Yet the former G-man's old iron will and stubborn determination remained just below the surface. Although he'd moved where deer hunting was a way of life, he wanted nothing to do with guns, wouldn't even permit one in his house. "I've seen too much of shooting and killing," he'd say. Elliot Ness remembered the violence of the old days, when a friend and comrade wound up on a slab, shot in the eye. Ness had never liked guns, and often went unarmed, even when any other cop would have packed heat. But he'd had plenty of reasons to fear for his life back when gangsters had threatened and followed him. They tried to pay him off, too, but he refused to be bribed, as did most of his men. In a city where...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?